Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use.
Hello and very special greetings to you. This is Don Coco and I'm reporting for Main Menu from Sacramento, California once again. Today I'm reviewing a freeware timepiece for you. This is a great program that has chimes built into it. It's really nice. It's called World Time. It's a freeware program and it's available from www.pawprint.net. That's www.pawprint.net. As I say, the program is freeware and the author has done just an outstanding job with this particular program. Because the idea here is that it will display a list of cities, you can add clocks, and it will show you the times for those cities. It also shows you the swatch beat time. We'll talk about swatch beat in just a little while. The program is fairly mouse driven, however, and I would suggest that you be fairly conversant with your mouse. Also, in WindowEyes, I was able to, the guy has tooltips everywhere, and with WindowEyes, I was able to label all the graphics pretty much. So you may want to, if you're using JFW, you might see if you can label the different graphics. We were able to do that with WindowEyes, and this is one of the best programs I've seen as far as tooltips and accessibility this way. As I say, it is mouse-driven, though, so you do want to be conversant with the mouse. Let's go take a look at it right now. I'll start the
P equals. Programs.
Let's go to programs, and let's go up to it. Let me just locate it here.
Equals weather outlet pull down.
That's not the one I want.
World time
that
pull
is
down.
The one I want. There we go.
D equals. DST manager.
Now, he's got a different
program files world
quite a bunch of programs that are just support type of programs. He's got a DST manager, and these are all support programs. You would normally not call these programs. He'll call these programs from the main application, however. Now, why they show in the program group, I'm not really sure, but they are here. So, we have a DST manager. Now, we're down arrow.
H equals help.
He's got a help, and I should comment as of this particular review, the help menu is in PDF format. However, he's, for some reason, I couldn't read the help menu, or the help document, with PDF. I'm not able to read it. So, that's an unfortunate thing. It's locked according to Acrobat Reader 5.5 or whatever latest one we're using here. So, I have written to the author and I've asked him for a fresh document, but as of the recording here, he has not supplied that. So I'm kind of on my own as far as being able to show you basically what this program will do.
S equals stopwatch.
Then we have a stopwatch, and that's pretty cool. That's a stopwatch. It's a, basically it's a lap timer, if you will. In other words, you can start it and it will count up, you know, and count down. Now, from what I saw working with it, it will just continuously count. I don't know that you could set it to, say, 1 minute. Now, you may very well be able to do that. I'm not really sure.
T equals time server location.
Time server, that's the support program for the time server that checks and updates the time and that sort of thing. So now if we arrow down again,
W equals world time.
We have location world time, and that's what we want. There is no uninstaller with this program, so if you do want to uninstall the program, what you want to do is you want to go to the add remove icon under the control panel, and you will be able to uninstall the program there. So let's start the program. Let's hit return.
Menu closed.
And it will
button
start up.
Start menu, slash, world time.
And it just comes up on the screen. Now, as I say, you do need to use your mouse pointer with the program. What we're going to do is I'm going to go to the top left of my screen.
Up left. Side
and
north
I'm going to see what we have here.
1757H29Z world time minimized graphic close.
Now, it's saying a bunch of numbers at the top here. Basically, what it's doing, it's giving me the universal coordinated universal time, UTC, is what it's showing there. So I'll down arrow. And I have
1757H33Z. About World Time Alarm Manager Stopwatch Track Date Pop-Up Calendar Time Calculator Open System Time Information Module U2002W41274 8.339.
Now these are all the different graphics I've labeled, and they don't necessarily all 100% label correctly, for one reason or another. But there we go. So if I down arrow again.
P, local, comma, 7, click to change.
It's not quite showing. Let me see if I can check it to
S
see if it's...
X equal menu closed.
Let's see if it's going to show it that way.
Pacific Daylight Time.
There we go. Pacific Daylight Time, it says. That's my local time since I live in California. So I down arrow again.
Oct, 15:11:06 a.m. local time.
It's 11:06 a.m. as I record this interview on October 15th. So he shows the local time. Now if I down arrow again.
UTC, Universal Coordinated Time, ACA GMT.
See, it gives you all the information about UTC, and I down arrow again.
18:07:02z, Universal
now,
Coordinated Time, ACA GMT.
It's now 18:07 UTC, and it shows it there. And when I say a down arrowing, I'm using the mouse pointer. I'm reading the screen with the mouse. So I'm actually using Windowize's mouse controls here to read the screen. I'm using the numpad on the right side of the keyboard. That's how I'm actually reading. So I don't want to confuse you. When I say I'm down arrowing, I'm not using the T cursor. So please do not be confused. So let's press number 2 again on the numpad, and we'll down arrow some more.
Universal time. Visit www.universaltime.org for info. Arrow.
Now, let me talk about that. He gave you a website that you can visit. The website is www.universal-time.org. That's www.universal-time.org. And there's some great information there. If you're interested at all in this sort of subject, you might want to check that particular website as well for information. It's a good reference. It'll teach you basically anything you want to know about UTC, how it was established, where it was established, and all kinds of information about it. There are also on that site some freeware clocks that you can download. I would like to say that I have tested them and they're not speech friendly, so I do not recommend, unless you are sighted or have some degree of sight, that you download those particular clocks from the website, with the exception of World Time here. This is about the best one I found. So I did look at some others, but they were not really what I would call speech friendly. So we'll down arrow some more.
Swatch Beat. Internet time, the Swatch Beat, www.swatch.com.
Okay, Swatch Beat. I said I would talk about Swatch Beat. Swatch Beat is the, at least in Switzerland, they'd like to make it the internet time. And you can get information on this. This is an interesting read if you really want to find out about internet time, what that actually means. www.swatch.com. That's www.swatch.com. And you can get information about the Swatch Beat. Let me explain what that is. They have decided that we have too many time zones in the world, and they're trying to basically connect everybody to one time zone on the internet. That's what they want to do, at least on the internet. They're calling it internet time. Now, it's divided up into 1,000 beats. There are 1,000 beats in every day. Time to get a calculator out, huh? Well, no, I'll be able to do this for you. Each beat in Swatch Beat time is 1 minute and 26 seconds. That's 1 minute and 26 seconds. So, when it is noon time, it is 500 Swatch Beats. Okay, this is a brief explanation. We're not really here to delve into that, but I just wanted to share that, what that means for you, to give you kind of an idea. It's kind of an interesting, type of thing, and you can find out all about it and why they want to do it this way and all that sort of thing at www.swatch.com. Also, that is a site where they sell very expensive, I'm sure. I didn't look at the whole catalog, Swiss watches. So Christmas is coming, so check that site out as well. We'll down arrow some more now.
799. Now, Swatch Beat, www.swatch.com.
You heard it say 799. That's got an at symbol before it. It actually is saying at 799. Right at this particular second, the Swatch Beat is 799 beats. That's what it's showing here. Noontime UTC would be 500 Swatch Beats. And midnight UTC is 1,000 Swatch Beats. I guess that's what they're doing. That's what it looks like they're doing here. All right, so much for Swatch Beat. Anyway, check that out if you're interested. Let's down arrow some more.
Sydney. Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, Sid 11, click to change.
Now, we get to the actual clocks that I have defined. And it says click to change. I can single left click, and we'll show you that in just a little while. But let's read a couple of these, show you how they work. Down arrow again.
At 5:12, time at the specified location.
Right, it's 5:12 a.m. in Sydney as I record this.
Amsterdam. Amsterdam, comma, Netherlands, Amsterdam, click to change.
Amsterdam, the Netherlands, and they have abbreviations for each one of these. You know, they also have the abbreviations for each country and area and that sort of thing. This is really very, very well laid out, as I said before.
2:20:12, time at the specified location.
It's 2012 or 8:12 in 8:12 p.m. in Amsterdam as I record this. Is what it is on Tuesday. And I'm recording on Tuesday myself, so let's down arrow again.
Auckland, comma, New Zealand, AKL 13, click to change.
Auckland, New Zealand, AKL, and let's down arrow.
At 7:13, time at the specified location.
It's 7:13 a.m. as I record this, so if I needed to ring Mr. Mosen, I couldn't do that right now because he wouldn't be in his office yet. But this clock would tell me that. It says, Don, you cannot call New Zealand just yet because they're probably not open at the office there yet. So let's down arrow again.
Berlin. Berlin, comma, Germany, 2, click to change.
This is Berlin, Germany. And these numbers that you're seeing at the end here that say 2, I believe they're showing you whether it's plus or minus UTC. I believe that's what it's doing.
2:20:13. Time at the specified location.
So it is Tuesday at, again,
2:20:13
or 8:13 p.m. Down arrow again.
Hong Kong, comma, China, HKGA, click to change.
This is Hong Kong, China, and we're going to down arrow here.
At 2:14, time at the specified
it's
location.
It's 2:14 a.m. on Wednesday.
At 2:14.
Is what it is, 2:14 a.m. on Wednesday in Hong Kong. So if my business took me there or I needed to ring there, I certainly would not want to ring there at this hour of the morning. People are sleeping there. And then I down arrow again.
Baghdad, Saddam. Baghdad, Saddam.
This is Baghdad,
click to change.
Baghdad, Saddam is Iraq. And we down arrow.
22:14:41. Time at the specified location.
It is
22:14:47.
Okay, I'm not getting an accurate reading at Baghdad, so it's not showing me, but it is
no.
It is excuse me. It is Tuesday evening there, and there's the chime for the clock. You heard the chime go off as it chimes the quarter past the hour. Very nice. So. Yeah, Baghdad, my Baghdad doesn't quite work quite right, but Baghdad happens to be UTC plus 4 hours, in case you're interested in knowing what it is. So right at the moment, we can look. We can tell you that right at the moment, it is 22 or 10 p.m. in Baghdad on a Tuesday evening as I record this. So this is how we work it. Now, we can right-click on any clock and get all kinds of options. Let's show you that.
Universal time. Visit.
Let's go down to one of them.
Amsterdam.
Let's go down to
Auckland. West Berlin.
Let's go down to Berlin. Berlin and Amsterdam at the same time. So let's change Berlin.
Let's have Berlin.
So let's right-click.
Right. Context menu.
And let's look at the options that are available to us.
A equals about world time dialogue.
And now, of course, I'm using the regular T cursor down arrowing about world time. That will just tell you the version that's current and that sort of thing.
C equals check for upgrade.
Check for upgrade. He's got a very nice feature in here, which we can use to check if there's an upgrade. I do have the latest one, but what it will do is it will go to the internet and he will check for an upgrade for you. And down arrow.
T equals this clock pull down.
This clock, and that's the one I'm going to be working on. We'll come back to that menu choice. Let's just keep going to give you an idea.
L equals clocks pull down.
Clocks. Now, this, these are all menus that allow you to rearrange the clocks and that sort of thing. You can actually move clocks and that sort of thing. Most of this stuff is visual, of course. Remember, this is a clock. These are clocks. So you can move clocks to the left. For example, I could put Baghdad up on top or, you know, that sort of thing. However, they don't work. Really, the stuff doesn't work with speech. So I'm not going to cover it. If you want to look at this or you have enough sight, once you install the clock, you will be able to look at these menus. They are just pull-down menus.
O equals tools pull-down.
Then we have tools.
D equals display pull-down.
Display.
E equals preferences pull-down.
Then we have preferences.
N equals connect.
We have a button that says connect.
Y equals sync time now, disabled.
We have sync time now disabled, so you can sync it with the internet. My clock's accurate, that's why it's showing disabled.
H equals help.
And then you have help. That's the PDF document, as I explained at the beginning of this program. His help PDF document does not work with, at least not Adobe 5.5. I don't know about earlier Adobes, but it appeared to be locked. I have written to the author, and we'll see if we can get a proper help document. If I can get one, I certainly will let the community know.
X equals exit.
And then we have exit. So,
A equals about world time.
We have about
dialogue.
World time.
C equals check for upgrade.
Check for upgrade.
T equals this clock.
This clock. And let's go
class.
There, and let's take a look at the different... Here, I'll hit
U
return.
Equals use for title tray.
Use for title tray.
S equals use for chimes.
Use for chimes. In other words, do I want to make this clock my master clock, is what he's basically saying. And, of course, I don't. This is a Berlin clock.
C equals configure dialog.
Configure the clock. I can do that.
L equals clock type pull down.
Clock type. And that shows you, let's see what he has.
L equals location.
We have location.
O equals local.
Local. In other words, do I want to make that the local clock, location.
U equals UTC.
UTC, is that going to be the UTC clock?
S equals swatch beat.
Is that the swatch beat clock?
N equals universal.
Universal.
J equals Julian.
Julian. This has a Julian date calendar in it. It's pretty cool. All Julian, if you understand that convention.
M equals metric.
Metric. So if you're in other places other than the United States, you probably will want to set these clocks to metric for you.
G equals GMST.
GMST. I'm not sure what that means. I don't know if that's standard time or what that means exactly.
T equals LMST.
LMST. Again, I'm not sure what that means.
L equals location.
And then we're back to location on
menu
that
closed.
Particular menu.
L equals clock type pull down.
So that's what clock type means.
D equals display type pull down.
Display type is next.
A equals analog.
Analog.
D equals digital.
And digital.
A equals analog.
See, that's pretty cool. You can actually have it either one or the other. Now, again, that's a visual type thing.
V equals view on map, dialog.
And then view on a map, I guess I can look on the map where Berlin is, and it will show me actually where that is in terms of longitude and latitude and that sort of thing.
A equals astronomical data, dialog.
Astronomical data. Now, this is an interesting chart, actually, but it's not, well, at least for me, it wasn't really easy to read. I can read it, but basically it will give you the days remaining in the year, the sunrise, the sunset in Berlin, all kinds of information. It's pretty good. It will give you all kinds of information. We won't take time to go through that right now, but it will give you all kinds of useful tips or things you never knew about a particular city. You also can advance the calendar so you can look ahead and behind to see when the sun rises and sunsets and sunrises are and all that sort of thing. It's a pretty terrific little thing.
I equals insert before.
Then insert before.
N equals insert after.
Insert after. I think that just moves the titling around and does things to the titling. I'm not really sure.
E equals insert at end.
And insert at end.
R equals create duplicate.
Create a duplicate clock if I want to do that.
T equals delete.
And I can delete the clock if I want to do that.
M equals move leftmost.
I can move left.
O equals move left.
Move left.
G equals move right.
Move right.
H equals move rightmost.
Move rightmost.
U equals use for title tray.
And we're back to use for title tray. The clock chimes every 15 minutes. And on the hour, the clock will chime like this. Now, you can go to, under this clock, you can go to configure, and you can make changes that way, or you can just single left-click on the clock that you want to work with. So, we're going to change Berlin. We've decided that we want a different clock, so we are going to change Berlin.
Berlin. Berlin, Germany, two-click to change.
And I'm going to just single left-click it.
Left. Time Zone Manager. Three view.
It pops up what's called a Time Zone Manager. And it pops up a tree view, and there are, you can use your tab key and go all the way across. Now, the only part of this that might be slightly tricky is actually setting the clock, but I'm going to show you how we do that. We're going to actually close this tree view because we don't want Berlin.
Germany. U2002W41.
And let's go to India.
U2002W41276.471. Iceland closed.
I'm not sure why we have all these numbers at the beginning on this. I'm not really sure if that's a window ice issue or not. So I don't know.
India closed.
Okay, India. We're going to expand India. Right arrow.
India. Expanded. 15 items.
And we're going to go down to Calcutta.
Ahmedabad. 1. A 15 depth. Bangalore. 2. A 15. Bombay. 3. A 15. Calcutta. 4. A 15.
There we go. I've now located Calcutta. Now I also need to locate Calcutta because I need to highlight it. It's not highlighted, at least not that I know of. So I want to go down and locate it. I'm using the mouse pointer now, and I'm going to try and locate it here.
Graphic Ahmedabad.
Let's see. So
graphic Calcutta.
There it is.
Calcutta. Graphic.
Calcutta. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to
left.
Double left click it. You perhaps can only single left click it, but since I'm blind, I'm not sure, and I would like to make sure that I have highlighted it, so I double left click it. You know, when in doubt, you know, try and do things the best way. Now, I'm going to go to the bottom left of the screen. There are lots of things, lots of options here that you can set up. You can use the tab key and go across. You can set the time manually. You can set the longitude and latitude. I wouldn't play with any of this stuff because the map is accurate, and I'll throw it all off if I do that. The only thing I'm interested in is locating a area that says set clock.
Checkbox. Check to have the date in the format specified displayed in addition to the time display the date. Check
I can
arrow.
Display the date and the time along with the date if I choose to do that.
Checkbox. Click to have this clock's display as selected be used for the tray hint and all title bars used for chimes.
Right. Do I want to use this clock as the master local clock? I do not, of course, because I'm not there.
Checkbox. Click to have this clock's display as selected be used for the tray hint, and all title bars used for title tray unchecked. Display type. Date FMT question mark. DDDDMMMD. I-beam. Digital. Choose either analog or digital clock formats. Arrow. Clock type. Time FMT question mark.
I'm up arrowing, by the way, as I'm looking for the area
HHMM
that I
I-beam.
Need.
Location. Select the type of clock to display. Arrow. Configuring. Open system time information module set clock.
Ah, there it is. It says set clock. That's
hour
the
glass.
Line I need. That's what I want. And I'm going to double left click it.
Apply these settings to the current clock.
It says apply these settings to the current clock. Now, if all's gone well, I have done that. Let's Alt-F4 and close the manager part of the clock.
World time.
And let's see if our clock has changed.
Graphic.
Let's
up 7.
Let's go down
Sydney,
to it.
Betamp 220 Auckland. Wet Calcutta.
There it is.
Wednesday, Oct. 16:00:20.
It's 16:20 in Calcutta. At the moment, on Wednesday afternoon.
Calcutta.
And in
Auckland.
Auckland, New Zealand,
wet 7:50.
It's 7:50 in Auckland. So, you can customize these clocks. You can actually do all kinds of things with them. I would say that it's fairly mouse-driven. However, I would also say that it's not impossible to work with. You certainly can work with it. All in all, it's a good little program. I think that if you get a chance, you might want to look at it if you're interested in this sort of thing. When you first install it, it will have quite a few cities already predefined. He's actually given you the one on the East Coast. He gave you New York. I've changed mine all around, but he gave you New York, and he gave you Hong Kong, and he gave you Paris, and he gives you Auckland, New Zealand. That was there by default. And he gives you So basically, he tries to cover every time zone. I don't think he gave us one for the West Coast, though. I think you have to actually customize one for the West Coast. If you have New York, though, you can figure, 3 hours. Anyway, a pretty good little device. It's called World Time. Again, it's available from www.pawprint.com. Also, don't forget to check out the support links, www.universal-time.org. That's universal, universal-time.org, and swatch.com. That's www.swatch.com. Check it out. It's pretty cool, I think. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.